fact that we were able to pass it last night on the floor of the House. Members quoting him, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," or calling for his mother, calling for his mother. Now, this bill will not bring him back, or Breonna Taylor, say her name, Breonna Taylor, bring them back. But hopefully it will prevent. And I say that as one raised in a political family where we were taught as we grew up to honor the men. It was that long time ago. The men in blue. Be true to the men in blue. Now we would say the men and women in blue. We respect what our first responders do for us to protect us. They leave home sometimes not knowing if they're coming home because of any danger they may be in protecting the rest of us. On many occasions, we're present at the annual event to observe those whose lives are lost. So this is not without respect for those in blue who protect us. But it is, that respect should not be a path to apathy in regard to those who are not honoring their profession and who are unduly doing violence to so many of our young people, especially in the black community.
Nancy Pelosi talking about the passage of the George Floyd, and this is weird, the George Floyd Policing and Justice Act. It essentially defunds the police. That's what they want to do. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. We'll check in with Melissa Hardy. Melissa Hardy is Assemblywoman from District Number 22. They are into Week 5. They're getting ready to complete Week 5 tomorrow of the 81st Nevada Legislature. What do they have to show for the first 4.5 weeks? We'll find out. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, I'm checking out the traffic cams here. There is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo. It's on the left lane, and you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper back to Sunset there on Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo. An abandoned vehicle on the right shoulder, that's 515 west at Charleston. Expect some heavy volumes there through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515, eastbound at Main, westbound at Pecos. Lane restrictions are causing some congestion there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya, and reduced speeds, 15 northbound at Charleston. And expect heavier than normal flows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Interstate 15 northbound past the Spaghetti Bowl due to the NASCAR weekend.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders general manager Mike Mayock spent some time speaking with the media on Zoom, and he gave a big vote of confidence to quarterback Derek Carr, referring to him as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL and saying that they couldn't be any happier with him. Of course, there have been rumors that the Raiders might want to move on to another quarterback. They have been linked to Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, two quarterbacks who potentially could be traded this offseason. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Wild yesterday by a 5-1 score. Jonathan Marchessault, Alex Tuch, Mark Stone, Chandler Stephenson, William Karlsson all scoring for the Golden Knights, who play San Jose tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries. With the power and capacity your vehicle demands, SuperStart batteries are designed for lasting performance and consistent starts. Turn the key with confidence with SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. 2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Here's the number, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Honored to have on the program this afternoon a hardworking member of the 81st Nevada Legislature, Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from District 22. Well, you're into week 5. How's it going?
Hi, Kevin. Good to be on the show today. Yes, tomorrow will be the end of week 5. It's been very slow, so that's about how it's been going.
Now, let me ask you, though, because we knew that with the new technology and Zoom and closing off the hearing rooms and all of that, that would end up slowing things down. Did you have any idea it would be this slow?
No, I didn't. It just being here in 19, the first few weeks felt slow, and then this feels slow. So just to kind of give you an idea, I actually have some statistics from some of the past legislative sessions to put it in perspective of what's happening or not been happening this session. So in 2015, when Republicans were in charge, on day 26 of the session, there were 268 bills that had been heard. In 2017, there were 229 bills. In 2019, 180. Right now, in 2021, we're at 145.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, granted, that doesn't include what we've heard in the last 3 or 4 days, but significantly less than the last 3 sessions.
Do you get any sense? I know Annie Black tried to make a motion to open up the building, to open up the legislative building to the public and to lobbyists and to members of the media. She was cut off summarily as Democrats went into a brief recess, then came out and totally ignored the motion. What do you know about the plans going forward for opening up the building?
Well, it's kind of like, it seems like the goalposts keep moving. First it was, well, we'll get legislators vaccinated, staff in the building vaccinated, possibly March that would happen. Now we've heard the beginning of April. Now we're hearing the middle of April. So it's just like I said, it's just kind of moving and we get different information, but we haven't received any set date, any set timeline, nothing like that.
Could the governor just unilaterally give 100 doses or 200 doses of the vaccine, get everybody in the building vaccinated, and then say, okay, let's open it up.
Yeah, I mean, he could most certainly do that. I know that a lot of legislators have received the vaccine. A lot of the staff has. You know, I'm sure there are some that have chosen not to. But, you know, it's to our point of how can the rest of the state be at 35% capacity? You know, people are in stores. They're now allowed to go to church. They're in Walmart. They're in banks. They're in working. But, you know, we can't have this building open. So it's just not consistent at all.
Again, joining us, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. I know in the coming weeks, we are going to see some controversial bills, even in the area of election reform. Which direction is the wind blowing right now?
Well, we are anticipating some controversial bills, like you said, and election reform is the number one priority for the Assembly Republican Caucus. I can tell you that. I think every member of our caucus has a bill relating to election reform. Unfortunately, with Democrats in control, the chances of AB 4 from the special session being repealed is pretty slim, although one of our members does have a bill that would repeal that. We're actually hearing that AB 4, there is a bill to make that bill permanent. So it wouldn't just have been during the pandemic, that it would be permanent going forward. So we're assuming AB 4, our bill to repeal that, will not even get a hearing. So that's kind of where the election reform is going right now. You know, some of our Assembly Republican bills are common sense legislation. I have one that would help clean up the voter rolls in regards to deceased persons. So, you know, maybe there's some hope of those getting a hearing, but probably the majority of our bills are just going to die.
Wow, that's sad. You go to all the work, you go to all the effort, and then it doesn't, you know, bills don't even get a hearing. Two bills that did get a first hearing, new tax proposals over on the Senate side, but they're kind of doing an end run on the state's constitution and the two-thirds majority needed to pass tax increases. SB 11, SB 73 would both authorize local governments in Washoe County and in Reno to pass tax increases of various kinds. Is that something that your body would embrace? I would think not.
Yeah, I would say no. You know, we worked really hard in this last election to pick up seats so that we do have that two-thirds, and we're holding strong on that. You know, we have that leverage now, and we're going to hold on to that, and there is no appetite in our caucus, and I would assume in the Senate side, to entertain any kind of tax increases right now. You know, people are struggling, businesses are struggling. That's the last thing we need to do. We need to, you know, narrow down this budget and balance it, and before we do anything in regards to raising taxes.
I want to talk with you about a couple of bills that you've sponsored. Some don't even have legislative language yet. Can you talk about the four bills that have received language and maybe the chances of them getting a legitimate hearing?
Sure. So AB 165, I actually presented that bill in the Assembly Education on Tuesday, and that bill removes the five-year limitation on assessing out-of-state tuition charges against honorably discharged veterans. It went very well, so I'm hopeful that that one's going to be work sessioned and hopefully voted on soon. The other three bills, AB 113, is in regards to removing the statute of limitations for sex trafficking prosecution. AB 135 is a bill that I brought in 2019 with Senator Scott Hammond relating to service animals. It didn't get a hearing last time, so I'm hoping it will get one this time. And then AB 178 is another bill relating to prescription drugs, which was a priority for me in 2019 and is again this time. It would basically authorize a pharmacist to dispense a prescription drug in emergency situations such as we've been in for the last year now with this pandemic. So those are the four that I have written, and then I, like you said, I have four other ones that I'm still waiting for the language. Bill introduction is March 15th, so hopefully those are going to be coming out soon here.
Melissa, in our final couple of minutes, it is so vitally important that members of the legislature hear from their constituents, and even those that aren't constituents, because what you do from your position impacts everybody around the state, not just in District 22. Can you tell me how folks can reach out to you?
Sure. My phone number here to my office in Carson City is 775-684-8823. That comes right into the office. I have a wonderful assistant that answers the phone calls and can, you know, help people, direct them to the assistance they need or answer their questions. You can also go to the Nevada State Legislature website, and all the Assembly and Senate members are listed there with their emails, mailing addresses. You can contact me on my website, Hardy, the number 4, Nevada.com. So there's multiple ways to get in touch with us. And like you said, we're here not to help just the constituents of our individual districts, but all Nevadans. So whatever we can do, if we can direct them to their representative or just direct them to the place that can help them, we're more than happy to do that. That's why we're here. That's what we were elected to do. And that's personally, that's what I want to do.
And in our final minute, I'm expecting that you feel like business is going to pick up in the 81st Nevada Legislature. Do you think the pace will pick up in the coming weeks, in week 6 and in week 7, week 8?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to definitely pick up, and I think it's going to be one of those slam and jam. Unfortunately, you know, I wish we would space it out and have some more bills as we go along instead of trying to just cram it all in the last week. For me personally, you know, it gives you more time to think about and research and reflect on the policy that's being discussed. But yeah, I think it's going to pick up. Probably a lot of bad bills are going to come out. So we're ready, so everyone be ready.
And hopefully the caucus will hang tough, hang together, and say no to the bad bills.
Yep, that's our plan. So far, you know, our team of 15, that's what we're doing. We're sticking together, working together, you know, trying to combat these bad bills, trying to make them better if we can. But that's what we're doing. That's our mission.
Melissa, thanks so much. Thanks for what you're doing in Carson City. You're giving up a lot of family time and a lot of business time to be doing this. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us here.
Anytime, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. And by the way, coming up, Heidi Harris, top of the hour. I'm so excited. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that the governor of Texas is going to allow the state to reopen and businesses be at 100%, isn't it time? Nevada did that? I think so. So do a lot of others. We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up in our next hour, Heidi Harris will join us. She is your 9 a.m. till noon host and is just full of energy. I get a chance to, in fact, I'll be visiting with her at 11:35 tomorrow, and we'll have some giggles, we'll have some fun. One of the things we're going to talk about is this whole COVID-19 thing and what they're doing right now. They're doing this thing where they're the Republicans have asked them to read all 628 pages into the congressional record. This is what it sounds like.
The workforce in 2020 is compared to 2019 or has experienced at least 15% decline in 2020 revenues as compared to 2019. D, that as supported by sworn financial statements or other appropriate data, has identified the eligible employee group and the amount of total compensation level for the eligible employee group. E, that agrees to provide private contributions and maintain the total compensation level for the eligible employee group for the duration of an agreement under the subtitle. F, that agrees to provide immediate notice and justification to the Secretary of involuntary furloughs or layoffs exceeding 10%.
That's what it sounds like. That's live on the floor of the United States Senate. And that's what they're doing. And by the way, They're doing it with your taxpayer dollars. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for our 5 o'clock hour. It's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. And I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. One-stop shopping for all your insurance needs. And Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Call Blue Sky Insurance. Do it right now. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out at blueskylv.com. Coming up in our next hour, very excited, Heidi Harris. You hear her every morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Now, some days she runs out of time, but she still has words left. Okay? She gets paid by the word, by the way, just so you know. Anyway, today's one of those days, so she has words left over from her 9 till noon gig. And, yeah, so she's going to join us coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, more from Chase Briscoe. He'll be racing on Sunday, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. NASCAR is here. I'm so geeked about it. I absolutely love watching NASCAR. And I'm one of these guys that I'll watch an entire 4 or 5 hour race. I mean, a lot of people, they watch the beginning, they watch the end, and they don't watch the middle. I watch the middle just because I love it. Stay where you are. Lots to do. We are sprinting to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.